Hi everyone. Welcome to the podcast with Soma. Today we are diving into something that's been bothering me for a while. The glitz and the glamour of cinema. It all looks so perfect, doesn't it? But what's hidden behind that perfection? Who pays the price for it? Let's talk about the darker side of fashion in cinema and how it impacts her. A friend once told me, the industry sells perfection, but behind it lies pain and exploitation. That really got me thinking, and here I am, sharing what I found with you. Cinema is like a mirror to society, but it also a world of dreams. When we see an actress in a gorgeous outfit, we are amazed. But do we ever stop to think about what goes into making that image? A lot of times, fashion in cinema reduces women to objects of desire. Take Madhubala, for example. She is called the Venus of Indian cinema, and her beauty was legendary. But did you know she struggled with a serious heart condition? The industry celebrated her looks, but her pain was often ignored. Even today, Bollywood's obsession with glamour has its problems. Those revealing costumes and item songs, they often do more harm than good. Think about Hero. She was iconic, no doubt. But her roles mostly catered to the male fantasies. Actresses like Jeena Tahman or Parveen Babi also face these challenges. It's a tough reality. Okay, so let's talk about the exploitation that's actually going on. There are so many stories of actresses being forced into wearing revealing outfits or shooting intimate scenes without proper consent. I hope you remember Shakespeare. The industry built her image as a bold and daring, but they left her to face stigma and loneliness. I think about Rekha. During the filming of Anjana Safar, she was kissed on screen without a consent. Can you imagine how betrayed she must have felt? And then there's the casting couch. It's a big problem once again. One of the actresses, Kangana Ranaut, has been brave enough to talk about her experiences, but many others still stay silent. It's not just about what happens on set either. Actresses are constantly pushed to follow extreme diets, get surgeries, and meet impossible beauty standards. Honestly, it's heartbreaking. In India, movies are more than just entertainment. They are part of our culture. But the way women are portrayed often reflects the same old pattern. Costumes aren't just costumes. They are the tools to objectify them. Take item songs, for instance. The camera angles, lyrics, the skimpy outfits, all of it is designed to turn women into objects of desire. Songs like Munni Badnaam Hui and Sheera Ki Jawani might be catchy, but what message are they really sending? But here are some films that break this pattern. Take Kahani, for example. Vidya Balan's character isn't about her looks. She's strong, smart, and resilient. This is a proof that cinema can empower women too. There is hope, though. Moments like Me Too have given women the courage to speak up. Celebrities like Priyanka Chopra talk openly about pay gaps, and another actress, Radhika Apte, addresses body shaming. They are challenging the industry's unfair practices. Even fashion designers are stepping up. Anita Dongri is all about sustainable and inclusive fashion. Masaba Gupta celebrates individuality. They're proving that fashion can be bold and respectable at the same time. And let's not forget social media. Campaigns like Say No to Body Shaming and No More Caste Coaching are helping women share their stories and fight back against exploitation. It's a powerful tool for change. As we wrap up, here's something to think about. Cinema and fashion hold a lot of power. They shape how we see the world and how we see ourselves. But this power should uplift, not expand. It's on all of us, viewers, creators, everyone, to make sure that happens. Thank you for joining with me on Podcast with Soma. If today's episode spoke to you, let's keep this conversation going. Find me on Instagram and X at Podcast with Soma and share your thoughts. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and also suggest me on what podcasts I need to do for the next videos. And your suggestions are most welcome. You can comment down here, and that's where I'm going to pick up and I'm going to do my next podcast. I really thank everyone for joining today with me, and I'm signing off. Thank you.